Along with Imam Hussein al-Islam, she was a sister of Zainab al-Islam. She was born in a family where all the members were chosen people of Allah. Her mother was Hazrat Fatima al-Islam. She was the only and most evil daughter of the Prophet al-Islam. Her father was Hazrat Ali, who was a cousin of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hazrat Ali was born in Kaaba. Now, was he born after he was born in the holiest of the holy places, Kaaba? Hazrat Zainab al-Islam was exceptionally classical from her childhood. From a very early age, she was an orator and a preacher. She was very close to her two brothers, Imam Hussein al-Islam and Imam Hussein al-Islam. There was a special relationship between them, and the best proof is the role she played at Karbala. After her departure from Medina to Karbala with her brother and other members of the family, her mood started changing, and she played an important role in the Battle of Karbala and afterwards. She was responsible for looking after the remaining members of the family. She remained calm, composed, and in spite of all the odds she was facing, created by the army of Yazid. Both family members were taken as prisoners and taken to Damascus and were presented in the court of Yazid. In spite of a few days of starvation and long journey, she remained calm, steadfast, and delivered the most heartbreaking speech which made most of the courtiers of Yazid to cry. In summary, the history of Karbala had been incompletely forgotten without the rule of Bibi Zainab. Through her actions after the death of Hazrat Imam Hussein al-Islam, she gave the lesson of patience, tolerance, courage, and sympathy to the world. Salaam. Allahumma salli.